no, no, no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump met with top European officials demanding fair trade with the 27-member European Union at his golf course on the Scottish coast. And as our Ouija Jiang reports, he got a deal.
The EU has agreed to purchase U.S. military equipment, $750 billion of U.S. energy, and invest an additional $600 billion in other sectors. And there's good news for U.S. companies that sell to EU nations.
They're agreeing to open up their countries to trade at zero tariff.
Tomorrow, Trump will meet with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
The president has said that meeting will focus on maybe looking at additions to that United States-United Kingdom trade deal. But it's largely, he has said to reporters, it is a more of a celebratory meeting on the alliance between the two countries.
Israel's restrictions on humanitarian aid in Gaza have caused a widespread hunger crisis, with the World Food Program warning 1 in 3 Palestinians are not eating for days at a time. Our Elizabeth Palmer at the Foreign Desk says more aid is now coming.
In an abrupt reversal, Israel cleared the way for more aid to Gaza. Overnight, the military airdropped food and supplies. But those pallets are a fraction of what's needed. The bulk of the aid is on trucks waiting to go. And in what could be a game changer, Israel says it will establish secure routes through the war zone so the trucks will no longer be shot at or looted.
Authorities in Kansas City, Missouri say a 68-year-old man has died and a 50-year-old woman suffered serious injuries when part of the roof and front facade of a Family Dollar store collapsed. Two other people were injured outside the building but were treated at the scene. Officials say the man who died may have been walking by the building at the time. Still no answers about why a man in his 40s walked into a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan this weekend and stabbed 11 people. They all survived, but some remain hospitalized. Orlana Zack is at the scene.
Hospital officials tell us one of the victims has been discharged and only two remain in serious condition.
Our trauma team made special mention of the care that was rendered in the field by witnesses at the scene, but particularly our first responders.
Gilly now faces a terrorism charge and 11 counts of assault with intent to murder.
History is made on the track.
A crown jewel win for Bubba Wallace.
That on Fox as Bubba Wallace wins the Brickyard 400 to become the first black driver to win a major race on Indianapolis Motor Speedway's 2.5-mile oval. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
It's just not working out.
The Wall Street Journal pronounces ghosting out and speed dumping in. Singles who realize that online match isn't what they'd hoped for aren't letting the texts go unanswered anymore. They're sending upfront messages. I'm just not interested in you. Of course, they come with niceties like, you're great, just not great for me, or I had a lovely time. Wish you the best. A 31-year-old looking for love tells the Journal he tries to make sure there's no ambiguity, and he says he has yet to receive a negative response. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In its first weekend, the Fantastic Four First Steps is tops at the box office.
Please welcome the Fantastic Four.
It took in an estimated $118 million from North American theaters. Second place this week, another superhero movie, Superman, earning $25 million in its third weekend. Jurassic World Rebirth landed in third place. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 70s. Heat index into the upper 90s on Monday with lots of sunshine. For Monday night, a scattered storm and a low around 75. For Tuesday, some showers and storms possible, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid 80s.
Right now, it's 80.
I can't begin to knowing But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? Oh,
say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream.
Bye. You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Thing he's found. If
News and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Down the window of his shiny new Jaguar. remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on home.
want to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn. La 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 la
WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
So lonely, baby, will you be lonely?
lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Never mind, a girl could make me feel the way that you do. You're all right.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It's a word the president has always liked and promised.
We have good news. We've reached a deal.
A deal between the U.S. and the EU over trade. 15% tariffs between the two partners. Critics are asking why, since that equals out to zero. But reporter Catherine Arms in England has a breakdown.
A blanket tariff of 15% on all EU goods imported to the U.S. The EU was facing import charges of 30%, which would have begun on Friday. Trump said the EU promised hundreds of billions of dollars in energy investments.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more on the potential impact to the auto industry.
Mercedes, BMW, and Volkswagen all manufacture vehicles in the U.S., and some of those vehicles are shipped back to Europe. U.S. manufacturers also see Europe as a potential market for American-made electric vehicles. Meanwhile, a fifth of European vehicle exports come to the U.S.
Airdrops resume in Gaza. It comes after Israel paused some fighting so that limited aid can get into Gaza for those who remain starving. The BBC's Hugo Bachega.
Palestinians cheer as plane drops aid packages from the air over Gaza City. 25 tons of supplies dropped by planes from Jordan and the United Arab Emirates. A desperate measure to alleviate a growing hunger crisis, but not enough to solve it. 10 people were injured by falling boxes, according to local health officials.
It will be really hot this week in the south and east. Feel like temps well into the hundreds, says CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
Through Tuesday, there could be over 30 record high temperatures that may fall. Places